mere seconds, I told you. The city in Ecuador we're looking for is Tena. Producer Milena Spitzer traveled there recently. She wanted to sample some locally grown organic chocolate. The chocolate is produced by a workers' cooperative called Cayari. And in order to follow the chocolate trail from bean to bar, Milena first had to put on her boots.
This is me walking through the muddy cacao farm in knee-high rain boots, trying to make my way to see some cacao plants growing here on this 14-hectare farm. I am in Colonia Bolivar, which is a community about an hour outside of the rainforest town of Tena, and I'm here because I'm trying to track the story of chocolate. So I'm here on the farm of Carlos Pozo, and he and his family have a 14-hectare farm with about 9,000 cacao plants. Carlos is chopping off branches so that sunlight can get through. The harvesting season begins in January, when the cacao pods will be a bright yellow. The next snapshot that I want to share with you is the trip that I took on the back of a motorcycle about 45 minutes down a long dirt road into the jungle. There's just a large building, an open-air warehouse where the cacao beans are dried, and a series of wooden boxes. Couldn't help but think about what it must be like to be one of those little cacao beans drying and roasting under the hot Amazonian sun. But this heat is not enough to turn these beans into chocolate. In order to see that, I had to travel to the chocolate factory in the tiny Andean mountain town of Salinas. Once I made my way through the streets filled with donkeys, alpacas, and sheep roaming around, I found my way into the Salinas chocolate factory. It's a pretty noisy environment. The sound you're hearing now is the mixing room, where all the ingredients are turned and churned for about 10 hours before they can be ready to be made into chocolate. From here, we had to lug a heavy bucket downstairs full of liquid chocolate, wait for it to be cooled down, and then poured into the molds. That's Enrique, one of the factory technicians. He's pouring the chocolate into the molds, and when it's ready and the mold is full, he says, "Listo," which means it's ready. In about 30 minutes to an hour, the chocolate bars should be ready, and they'll pop right out of the molds. So where does the chocolate end up? You're probably wondering where I finally got to taste this chocolate bar. I went to visit a cafe with my friend Javier, and there we cracked open a bar of 85% cacao, Cayari chocolate.
Looks really good.
Fresh off the press, Amazonian chocolate.
This is the first time I'm trying this chocolate. It's really, really good. It's muy bueno.
All right, let me try it. Broken off of a piece, it's really, really dark brown. It's extremely dark, so you have to be a fan of dark chocolate, but you can almost taste little granules of sugar, but it's mostly a tart, dark kind of coffee flavor. That is some good chocolate. And it was, as Javier said,
rico.
Rico. Rich. For the world, I'm Milena Spitzer in Quito, Ecuador. That is delicious.
We've posted some photos. Wow, that does sound delicious. Sorry, no chocolate samples. We've got photos on our GeoQuiz page at theworld.org. Here